Geneva. The second round of indirect talks between the United States and Iran concluded in Geneva with a more constructive atmosphere and tentative progress toward a possible agreement on its nuclear program. Speaking after the discussions, Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said both sides had reached a broad understanding on a set of guiding principles that would shape the next phase of negotiations. The talks were held through Omani mediation. Addressing the conference on disarmament, Araghchi said, "A new window of opportunity has opened," and expressed hope that the renewed engagement with Washington could lead to a sustainable and negotiated solution. However, he stressed that Iran remains prepared to defend itself against any threat. Draft texts and a third round. Araghchi told Iranian state television that the two sides would now begin working on draft texts. Once prepared, the drafts would be exchanged, and a date would be set for a third round of talks. He acknowledged that significant differences remain. "The path to an agreement has started," he said, "but that does not mean we can reach an agreement quickly." The discussions in Geneva lasted around 3.5 hours and focused primarily on the parameters under which Tehran might constrain its nuclear activities. Central to the talks is the role of the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, which would be tasked with verifying any commitments made by Iran. Nuclear stockpile and verification. Iran has indicated a willingness to dilute its stockpile of roughly 40 kilograms of uranium enriched to 60% purity, a level close to weapons grade. Such material is not required for civilian energy use. Tehran has also signaled readiness to expand access for IAEA inspectors, including to nuclear facilities damaged in recent U.S. strikes. Araghchi met IAEA Director General Rafael Grossi, while U.S. officials also held consultations with him, underscoring verification as a core issue in the negotiations. Despite this, Iran has firmly ruled out discussions on its ballistic missile program or its regional alliances. It continues to insist on its right to enrich uranium domestically, a long-standing point of contention with Washington. The talks unfolded against rising military tensions. U.S. President Donald Trump had earlier warned of consequences if diplomacy failed, even as he said he believed Iran wanted a deal. The U.S. has maintained a visible naval presence near the Gulf. Iran's Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei responded sharply, saying the United States could not destroy the Islamic Republic, and warning against what he described as predetermined negotiations. Iran also announced temporary closures in parts of the Strait of Hormuz for naval exercises, a move closely watched by global markets. The diplomatic push comes at a moment of internal strain in Iran. Thousands gathered this week to mark the 40th day since the deaths of protesters in recent unrest. Following Shia mourning traditions, President Masoud Pezeshkian attended a memorial in Mashhad, where images of those killed were displayed in large numbers. Iran has rejected the work of a UN fact-finding mission into the protests, opting instead for an internal inquiry. Meanwhile, authorities say more than 10,000 protesters have been summoned for trial, and several reformist figures remain in detention. While both sides have signaled cautious optimism, the road ahead remains uncertain. Tehran has floated proposals, including a non-aggression pact and economic cooperation incentives, but major political and technical gaps persist.